that there are about a dozen candidates now that are in the Republican field to take on Gretchen Whitmer next year. No shortage of candidates, that's for sure, because there's no shortage of people that want to take her out of the governor's mansion. Ryan Kelly, one of those, a small business owner, lives in West Michigan. He's running for governor as a Republican, small business owner, married, five kids, and quite a handful to begin with. Ryan, good to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here. Good to be on the show again.
Great to have you. All right, so anybody who missed you the first time around, tell me, why would you do such a thing to yourself? Why would you get into politics? Tell me.
Yeah, that's a great question. You started off talking about the five kids there. Update since the last time I was on the show. We got number six on the way there as well. So that's coming in March next year. So we have a future generation, right, that we need to fight for this country for. And we see so many people that are elected to office that are, A, not doing the right thing, B, not following through on their oath of office, not standing up for our God-given rights, especially at a time in history when we see so much authoritarian overreach, not only from somebody like Gretchen Whitmer, but coming from Joe Biden, who says America is no longer about freedom and personal choice, right? He's really impatient with the unvaccinated. America is all about freedom and personal choice. So it's time we have some strong, principled people that want to step up and fight for this country. And if we don't do that, if we don't identify those people, get behind them, and really take some big changes in our government, we're going to lose our country. And so we're on the path of making sure we're going to fight for Michigan, put Michigan first, America first, and save our great state.
Well, that's a pretty good message. I can't argue with that. On your website, it says freedom, hope, love, and prosperity. I can't disagree with any of those ideas either. If you became Michigan's 50th governor, if that happens, what would be your first thing?
Education is so important for our next generation here. If we do not have an education system that wants to align with freedom, prosperity, and make sure our children get the very best education, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So when I become Michigan's 50th governor, one of the first things I'm going to do is work with the Department of Education to get rid of things like critical race theory, SEL, social emotional learning, DEI, things that are dividing our kids, things that are dividing our next generations, get rid of Common Core, and bring back things like the trades, the 1776 education project that Trump was working on. Look, if the Department of Education doesn't want to do the right things for our kids, then I will enthusiastically, by executive order, eliminate the Department of Education, and we will reinstitute a program that will be a valuable education for our children moving forward, and not this divisive teachings with all of these wasteful spending programs.
When you look at, you look at what's going on in Virginia, that's obviously taking the forefront of a race that's going to be decided here in less than 3 weeks now. And I think Terry McAuliffe speaks for a lot of Democrats when he basically says, parents, you don't have any place here. Why are you here? We'll teach. These are our kids to teach. That's the attitude they've taken, kicking the parents out of the educational process as well. Your thoughts?
We see an attorney general of the United States that has recently come out stating that parents that are showing up to these school board meetings expressing their concerns with what's being taught to their kids, all of the mask mandates, the vaccines that they're talking about, and saying that these people are now domestic terrorists. Well, that lets you know that we're getting our voices heard. That lets you know that we're making an impact. We're not going away. We're not sitting down, and we're not going to shut up. It is absolutely the parents' job to be but instilling the correct morals in their kids, involved in the education. We're a government for the people, by the people, and of the people. And for these people that are elected to office, back to my first comment, why I'm running, to think that they have the authoritarian control and that this government is not about we the people and they can push the parents out of it, they're absolutely
sure
wrong. The parents are going to stand up and continue to fight, and I support them 100%.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you homeschool, correct? That's what I understand from
reading
about. So when people say, well, he homeschools, how are we going to trust him with the public schools? What would your answer be?
It's a great question. You know, our society is interwoven through all of these different aspects, right? And so regardless of how you school your kids, we still have to interact as a society with each other. I grew up in the public school system, so very familiar with how the public school operates. And because of my freedom of choice to homeschool my kids does not make me any less engaged in society in general and understanding the public school system and the components that are there. I've spoke with several different principals, superintendents around the state, got a pulse on what's happening with the public school system, very much so, and some of the solutions that we need in order to, as a society, elevate all of our students to prosperity.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, it's going to be a long, drawn-out fight, as you know. The primary isn't until when?
August of 2022.
Yeah, so we got a ways to go here, but give me an idea. What puts you on top? Field of 12, I believe, if I'm counting correctly. The people that the you know, getting most attention, obviously, the former chief of police in Detroit, James Craig, getting a lot of attention. How do you surpass that? What do you get for attention? I'll give you the last word.
That is a question a lot of people are asking. I was on Mackinac Island at the GOP Republican Leadership Conference and got to see him speak up there. James Craig has some obstacles to overcome. A, he enforced all of Whitmer's lockdowns last year. He let all the fraud happen at the TCF Center. He's not strong enough to stand up to Whitmer. He's not going to be able to stand up to an overreaching federal government. I was asked by the Detroit News, if James Craig is getting all the GOP support, where does that leave me? Some candidates say it's not fair. I say life is not fair. It's time to work twice as hard, get out there, meet with people, shake hands. I have so much momentum across the entire state. I'm gaining support from so many people, and I'm going to continue to do that and continue to connect with the people and not think that I'm going to sit around and wait for somebody else to elevate me up.
There you go. I got to leave it right there, Ryan.
Around,
all right, Ryan D. Kelly. RyanDKelly.com if you want to find out more. RyanDKelly.com. RyanDKelly.com. Running for governor. I'll be right back.